Michael H. Cohen, founding attorney and president of the Cohen Healthcare Law Group, and welcome to today's Healthcare Legal Adventure. Today, I'd like to talk about several formative experiences that shaped my interest in healthcare law. It wasn't simply that one day I woke up and became utterly fascinated with all of the intricacies and exceptions and sub-nested exceptions to stark law. And it wasn't that one day I woke up and was deeply concerned about anti-kickback law and policy and the fact that some founders of nursing homes are bilking the government Medicare system out of money. I didn't ever have a desire to become a prosecutor. When I was a judge, Freudian slip, when I clerked for a judge back right after law school in federal district court in the Southern District of New York, I had the opportunity to witness a number of cases and trials, both civil and criminal trials. And basically, I became appalled by some of the methods that were being used by the lawyers. On the civil side, the lawyers would simply lie and misrepresent the case law and twist the facts to suit their theories. I had a judge who was very no-nonsense, and he would often literally almost sweep voluminous papers off his desk and say, "You two have an emotional dispute. You're angry at one another. Go and settle." And in fact, he would sometimes say, literally, "Get out of my robing room." The robing room was where he would put on his robe, so we called it the robing room. That was where the judge would basically talk to parties about the cases in these conferences, and a lot of times he would pressure them into settlement. As you may know, court dockets are very crowded, and the judge simply didn't want to deal with excess baggage, and so he got a lot of people to settle. That was the beauty of it. The flip side was, while I have deep respect for the law and legal process, many, many situations are not really amenable to legal process, shouldn't be in court in the first place, and it's just a waste of time and resources and energy, and people need to settle things. So I very much got that from my federal judicial clerkship in the Southern District of New York. Now, with respect to the criminal cases, I would see the prosecution and the defense attorney shaking hands at the end, and it wasn't a game, because obviously liberty's at stake. People took their jobs very seriously. At the same point, there were some shenanigans played. I saw one defendant, a criminal defendant, and day one, he was dressed like he came from the bad neighborhoods and like a gangster. And, you know, day one, he was dressed up a little nicer. Then by like day five, all the character witness testimony came out about how he would go to church and he was a good boy and he was wearing a suit and tie. And it was all designed to make a very deliberate impression on the jury. So I saw a fair amount of subtle and not so subtle manipulation. And as a result of that, I decided that I did not want to become a litigator. And, you know, notwithstanding the clerkship, which typically prepares young attorneys for litigation, I thought it was a great experience, and I ended up writing stories about it. Because of those stories, I got accepted to the Iowa Writers Workshop. At the Iowa Writers Workshop, I started delving into my unconscious to deepen my creative flow, and I became exposed to meditation, yoga, self-hypnosis, and a very deep dose of spirituality. And from there, my path emerged. That naturally led to an interest in healing. And it was only then, when I combined being a lawyer and my deep and abiding interest in healing, that I combined and fused these two into becoming a healthcare lawyer. And even that, through another series of fortuitous circumstances, I started writing about the law that applied to healers, because I thought about going into the practice of becoming a healer. I realized that a lot of the stuff was subject to licensure rules. So I started writing about that. And as I explored this through my teaching career as a law school faculty member, I ran into a professor, I believe from the University of Oklahoma, and he said, what you're doing is healthcare law. And so then I became an aficionado of healthcare law. Sure enough, as I studied healthcare law and then bioethics, I thought, wow, bioethics is really, yes, it's philosophy, it's also Buddhism, and it's all about compassion. And I wrote an article called Toward Bioethics of Compassion. What is healthcare law? What is bioethics around death and dying? What about at the beginnings and fringes of life? What about how people get treated as patients? So that sparked my career in healthcare law. It all came from that underlying spiritual journey. That's where the professional journey came from. The reason I keep returning to the spiritual journey underlying my professional choice to become a healthcare lawyer is because these spiritual roots keep returning to me through my unconscious. It's almost as though I lead two parallel lives. One life is the day life. Sure, there's some meditation, there's some yoga, there's some time for reflection. Most of the time, it's a wild race to the finish line of the to-do list. It's client calls and decisions and business choices, talking to staff, coaching my staff, sorting out people's problems, looking at marketing and financial metrics, strategic planning, just getting things done. It's not as though I stop in the middle, roll my eyes up into the back of my head, confer with my brethren from Atlantis, and download the latest audio file from Archangel Michael. That kind of stuff happens more in my dreams. I go to bed, and there's a completely different experience. Last night, I had three dreams about being in the Bahamas by the crystalline, pristine, beautiful Caribbean waters where you can see down to your feet and having land and property there and a beautiful home and swimming pools, enjoying the bright leafy green all around me and the clear sky. And there was even a JetBlue product placement, JetBlue up there in the sky, and it turned into a submarine and dove into the water. I said, that's the airline that I fly to the Bahamas all the time. And also I felt my body being drawn up as if through a magnet into other dimensions. And it was one of these dreams where I woke up in the dream within the dream. And then I also woke up physically, literally my body was drawn up magnetically. And it was a little bit edgy for me. And yet, I felt it was a very natural experience. I was recently reading in the news about a Harvard astronomer who claims that some pulsation out in the universe right now is actually an alien technology, and he's giving a lot of voice to the movement that we are connected to the ETs, or extraterrestrials as they call them, and he's credible because of his incredible CV as a Harvard astronomer. And he's not the first or the last from Harvard. I worked with a Harvard Medical School professor who pioneered alternative integrative medicine. And then I also had fortuitous encounters with Harvard psychiatrist John Mack, who had pioneered work around otherworldly experiences, extraordinary experiences, and really merged the ET phenomenon with shamanic journeying and people's psychic and inner life encounters. So this is familiar territory, and I'm reminded that this fertile soil of the things that we experience, you could say in our minds and beyond our minds, and the soil of our being are part and parcel of our evolution as humans. And it takes me to putting my work as a healthcare and FDA lawyer in a very large context. Most of the time we're dealing with minutia and detail upon detail.
We're dealing, for example, with, well, just yesterday I went over, I was talking to one of my associate attorneys who's an expert in HIPAA law and liability and regulation. She's drafted very detailed, drill down HIPAA policies and procedures. I said, if you can master HIPAA, you can master this area, which is dietary supplement labeling. 21 CFR Part 101, especially Section 101.93, all of the detailed rules and regulations about what you need to say, net quantity, statement of identity, and what the font size is, and what you have to put on the principal display panel, and what you put in the supplement facts, and what do you say when you have carbohydrates versus, when do you put down the, the percentages, and what about calcium, and all of these intricate rules that go on and on and on. You've got to checklist them all and get through them. So we get very, very nitty-gritty. From a larger, more cosmic context, I became interested in healthcare law because of its relation to human health and wellness, to human health and healing. That's why our magic statement or mission statement is we provide legal strategies and solutions to businesses and practices that accelerate health and wellness. Another formulation is that accelerate health and healing. From a broader perspective, it really has to do with our relationship with the cosmos, with all of life. If you regard the cosmos as infinite, if you regard the universe as sentient, if you are able to see the livingness in all things, whether or not you buy that this pulsation is truly, from an alien technology, whether or not you are magnetized to float out of your body onto the mothership, whether or not you meditate in a Buddhist framework, in a Christian framework, in a Jewish framework, in a Hindu framework, and have encounters with the deity or deities or living archetypes of your soul. Nonetheless, no matter what your flavor and the color of inner experience, most of us have an inner life as well as an outer life. And there is a parallel world here, if you will. If the outer life is that of a healthcare lawyer, there's a deep inner life that is the fountain that nourishes this. And clearly, my unconscious is telling me to pay attention to that. So if you're listening, pay attention to that within you and see what it is that nourishes you to be in the health and wellness industry, because that is where we sync up, that is where we serve you, and that is where we serve not only your immediate business goals, which of course are very important, bring prosperity and wellness to you and your family and those you love and care about and to the world, but also nourish that deep wellspring within you of faith, that deep wellspring of your amazing journey as a being graced to have a body on this planet. And that is where we live, and we speak that language as well. And this is said with love on my early morning drive to work. And now I'm going to take a deep dive into the minutiae of rules and regulations with a remembrance of my dreams and awareness of the cosmic perspective. You've been listening to the Healthcare Legal Adventures podcast. This is Michael H. Cohen, President and Founder of Cohen Healthcare Law Group. If you'd like to hear more episodes, simply go to cohenhealthcarelaw.com. Go to the tab that says blog/podcast, and you can download more episodes. Or visit our other website at healthcarelegaladventures.com, where you'll find online courses, DIY forms, and other resources to help you with your healthcare legal adventure. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode.